For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with Steve Morgan, the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Steve, thank you so much for joining.
Great to be here, Paul.
According to Barron's, German police busted a major online criminal marketplace. Steve, tell us a bit more about this story, and of course, any thoughts you have would be welcome.
We talk about cyber, Paul, but a lot of this comes down to drugs and weapons for sale. And that's exactly what this marketplace, Crime Market, that was the name of it. That's what they were selling. And ultimately, that platform was shut down. It had over 180,000 registered users. It was accessible via the dark net, but it was also accessible via the regular internet.
It's a scary thought. I mean, we've seen a lot of marketplaces come and go. One of the more notorious, at least when we talk around the office, is Silk Road, probably because we interviewed some people around that subject. I guess my biggest concern, Steve, is when one goes down, another one's going to pop up, or is that not the right mentality to approach this with?
I mean, it's like street crime. You have repeat offenders and it's the same thing. You definitely have repeat cyber criminals. So are all of them going to be repeat offenders? I certainly hope not. People are going to be arrested and ultimately prosecuted and spend time in prison. But to answer your question, there's definitely some of that that's happening. We've seen specifically ransomware gangs where they're shut down and these malicious actors reemerge with another gang.
The phrase whack-a-mole comes to mind. I'm sure I'm not the first one to use that, but that seems to be a common trend here.
Let me close out with this, Paul. The police seized evidence, including mobile phones and data storage devices, a kilogram of marijuana, ecstasy tablets, and about 600,000 euros in cash. So again, as you listen to this, it feels like street crime as much as it sounds like cybercrime. And unfortunately, that's the intersection. These two things come together, and there's really a lot of horrible things that are happening online.
Steve, thank you again for joining.
Thank you, Paul.
To follow all of our media, go to cybercrimemagazine.com.